This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
B. Mitchell Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. If you missed any of our interview with Antonio Coleman of the U.S. National Flag Football Team, I thought it was informative and interesting.
Yes.
If you missed any of our interview with Chris Russell, I thought he was unhinged and a lunatic. Check them both out. Does it sound fair, B?
Yeah.
Antonio, right now, though.
It was educational.
Yeah. Rooster was a dark hallway into the mind of a madman. Let's do this. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open. let's start with Smitty in Burtonsville.
What up,
Smitty? Ask B. Something.
What's going on, B. Mitch? How we doing this fine Friday?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. What's your favorite Memorial Day food? Be it a hot dog, burger, steak,
ribs,
jambalaya, whatever.
Ribs.
Oh, I think, man, this sounds...
it's going to probably be some boiled crabs this time, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
sounds great. Can I ask you one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
I recently purchased season tickets to the Commanders this year. Would that be a good investment for me?
I think it will be.
I certainly hope so. I'm looking for a great, great season. Thank you very much, Brother Mitch, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself.
Congrats on the ticket, Smitty. That's awesome. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, fire away, buddy.
What up, Jupe?
JP, B, Miss, how y'all fellas doing?
We good, brother. What's happening?
Chilling, dude.
That's good. Hey, so some context to my question, B, Miss. My daughter, my oldest, just graduated high school yesterday.
All right,
congratulations.
Thank you. You know, this one, of course, once all my kids graduate, it's all special. But this one is more special because I've been raising her on my own since she was a baby until I got with my now wife. So my question to you, B. Miz, as a father, how did it feel for you to see your firstborn walk across that stage?
Oh, man, it was absolutely outstanding. You know, my son went across, then my daughter came right behind him, and then now all four of them are out. So, I mean, listen, and I think I got – even sometimes you don't think you have enough to be able to be excited at the end. Yeah, I was as excited when Aaliyah walked across as I was when Willie walked across.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and the girls, bro, when you see your girls, you know, when the girls walk across stage, don't mean that they finna come in your pocket a little bit more. That and even when they get a job, they still coming in your pocket, dog.
Right.
You know that. Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I appreciate y'all.
All right, bro, you too, man.
B, is it different, better when you watch them walk in college versus high school?
Yeah, because college is high school normally if your kids go to a public school, you didn't put a lot in, but you still saw them growing a little bit, and it's like something they feel they got to do. When they go to college, they're there. They have to get up on their own and do all that stuff. And I think that's a big accomplishment. So I was more ecstatic when they went there, yeah.
And it means you're done paying for it.
Yeah. I think the excitement is more about I'm done than it is about they graduate, to be honest with you.
Let's get weird. Let's go to Commander Tequila. Commander, fire away, buddy.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, man.
All right, hey, B. Mitch, I got a football scenario for you. All right.
All right.
You're gonna be the quarterback. All right. I got Jeff Walker as a defense coach, so he got his squad and he knows his players. All right.
All right.
He got Lattimore on the left side. Then he got his other CB, whoever he wants to choose. All right.
All right.
You got the last year's offense players, and you got Debo to the left,
all right,
the wide receiver. Then you have, let's say, Ben for tight end, and you have B-Rob. All right. It's 4th and 9.
All right.
All right. 4th and 9. 20 seconds left, and you're at the 19-yard line. You're down by 3. You got to win the game. Jeff got to hold them to win the game. You got maybe 2 plays. What would be your first play?
First play, I'm going to have Terry go to the end zone, and I'm throwing it to the back of the end zone. I'm also have Debo coming across just in case. I'm throwing it to the back of the end zone. Terry catch the ball, point blank.
All right.
Bang. Jeff can't stop it.
Jeff can't stop it.
Is Jeff the coach or Jeff on the team? Because whoever Jeff checking, I'm throwing
Jeff
it to.
He's the defense coach.
He the defensive coach? Hell, I'm having everybody open. It's easy. I run the ball in. Jeff, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, all right.
Jeff catching strays.
Man, eggs. Thank
you, Commander.
Vinny, pleasant.
That's a game. That's not a real football.
Thank you, Commander.
Boy.
Jeff, why Commander Tequila have to drag you into this thing, man?
I don't know.
That's your fault.
I would have respected if you like, yeah, you got Jeff at cornerback on the other side of Lattimore, even though it ultimately ends in me getting cooked.
Every time you bring him on, he's going to talk about
as
it.
As the coach? I don't know if that's disrespectful or not.
I think it's – yeah, it is.
I don't know if it is. I don't know what it is. It's like talking to Chris Russell. Commander Tequila is a wild ride. You never know where this thing's going to go. Let's go to Eric in Falls Church. What up, Eric?
How you doing, man?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm good. Hey, love the show, guys.
Thanks, I have one compliment and one question. All right.
That Coleman Power Sports commercial I just heard, that weekend sale is legit. It's fun to go hang out there. So I live like a mile from there in Falls Church. It's fun as – so that's my compliment. Good ad.
All right.
My question is – so, B. Mitch.
Yep.
When I was a teenager at church – I was really good at getting out of the chapel. Like, I could go through people who were standing in the aisles, and you would go through people as you returned the ball on kicks and punts.
Uh-huh.
So I always thought man, did I miss my calling? I've gone to the NFL. Do my skills translate at all, or am I just an idiot?
I'm not going to call you an idiot, but in church, they probably respectful. They let you by. Yeah, on the football field, they're not going to be respectful. They let you by. They're going to try to take your head off.
Your church might be nicer than my church.
But you know what? I think you should go out there and give it a try.
Yeah, man.
And call us back and let us know what happened.
Thank you, Eric. It is Ask Me Mitch Anything on the Fan Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it was anything. That,
we've gotten some anythings today. Let's go to Jim on line three. What up, Jim?
What a day. Be Mitch Finley, Aquarium Boys.
What's up, bro?
How y'all doing today?
We good, man.
All right. Well, this is a question to B. Mitch, but JP can chime in too. So I feel like earlier this offseason, we were hearing a lot of uniform talk. You know, I guess after the draft, that sort of died down. But somewhere along the line, I heard John Kime say that there's supposed to be throwbacks coming this year. Do you have any insight into, like, an announcement that may be coming? Because as soon as those drop, I'm copping them, you know?
Oh, I don't know about that. You got to ask JP about that. You know, I could care less about uniforms. I just want whatever they put in it, whatever they put on, win in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the NFL. Yeah, for sure. So one thing that has definitely happened, and it's kind of like this unfortunate sideshow with the Commanders because of the name change and the logo change and all this stuff. Anytime there's like a hint of possibility of going back, people get really fired up. The only policy that was changed, and this is an NFL policy. All right, this is the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
NFL teams are now allowed to wear their throwback or alternate uniforms 4 times a year.
Okay.
It used to be they were only allowed to wear them 3 times a year. Now, I think people have kind of run with that.
And they're going to put on the old uniform with the old logo?
Well, it is worth pointing out, like, they already have an alternate uniform in the blacks.
Yeah.
And they have an alternate helmet in the black helmet.
Yeah.
So, like, that is already approved. Like, that's already happened.
So they can wear that one more game, basically.
Yes. Now they changed it so you could wear the alternate helmet with the regular uniforms. So technically they could wear the black helmet with the burgundies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What is really the only real thing to wonder where it could go is the NFL is now allowing a third helmet. So they obviously have the helmet we all know with the W on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the black helmet. If they introduce a third helmet, what could that be? I don't know. And I don't know that they're going to. And I think too many people get caught up in that, oh, they're allowing throwbacks. They've already allowed those. Like, and teams pick if they want to do a throwback or they want to do an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
And different teams do different stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Now, they've already picked the black uniforms are their alternate uniform.
Okay.
So, I think people take a little bit of news and run with it, and we've heard, I mean, ownership has talked about how they love the old uniforms, right? Like, that's not a secret. And the old uniforms, the traditional burgundy and gold that we grew up with the burgundies and then the white jerseys and just, like, the color stripes on the sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely possible those come back. But as far as, like, when is it happening, where is the news, I don't know that news was ever promised or even teased.
Yeah.
I think people just ran with it based on the little bit of information the NFL provided. I don't even know that they're going to introduce a third helmet. Like, we'll see. But honestly, just as the calendar goes, I mean, it's late May. They've got a couple weeks of OTAs, then mini camp is mid-June. Then they're off until late July for training camp. If they were to introduce that, maybe it could happen during that break. But that break is really when NFL teams kind of the only real downtime front offices everybody gets. So, in short, I don't know. The actual news is the NFL is allowing people
short
to wear the...
Yo, he just called that explanation short. Is he tripping?
I think it's worth telling the actual news rather than what people are running with on Instagram.
Man, look, I don't know when that's coming out. Boom. That's all you got to say. You just gave us a whole damn thesis for that.
Gerald is in Accokeek.
What up, Gerald?
Hey, you guys.
How you doing, man?
Got a two-parter for B. Mitch. B. Mitch, have you ever been approached by anybody from the Washington team about a position within the organization? Now, if you have, why didn't you accept it? Or if you were approached, would you accept a position within the
football team? I haven't, and yes, I would.
Okay, because with your knowledge, man, I think you'll be a great, you know, person for the within the organization.
I appreciate it.
Okay, man. Take
Thanks,
care.
Gerald.
You know, JP, that thing they hired me and put me in the analytics department.
You'd be perfect. You're a numbers guy. You're an engineer.
Yeah, I know numbers. I know how to use other stuff to help them out.
Last one. Mike is in Germantown. What up, Mikey?
What's up? How y'all doing today?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I got a two-part question. First part is, I know you got kids, so I want to know at what age did they start coming to your football games? And right now I got an almost 6-month-old, and I got two older kids. They're girls. They ain't really worried about football right now. But I want to get the 6-month-old into football, so I want to know, at what age should I start bringing her to the game so I can get her on the burgundy and gold train?
I'm not taking an infant to a game. That's just me. We didn't take ours when they were younger, but when they start hitting about 2-3 years old, yep, Bria was at all. My oldest daughter, man, she was at the game telling everybody how to act. She was running the whole suite. If she was happy to get in the limo to go to the game. So she was there early. Aaliyah and Maya, I was retired after Aaliyah was born. But Maya didn't come to games until she started coming up there to Philly, and she had to be 3 or 4.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about 2 or 3, so that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, listen, man, little kids absorb stuff a lot quicker than older kids. So if you get her around it early, she'll pick it up. And doing it with dad, doing it with you, she'll love it. Like my neighbor who just passed away, he and his daughter would go to almost every game together, you know. And Grace is now 25, and she says she's going to keep going to the games. So he got her into it.
Nice. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, man. Cool.
Take care, man.
I like that question.
That was a good one.
That's good stuff.
I know, having two little girls, I used to bring them to a preseason game every year, and that was the perfect speed because you could leave at halftime.
Yep.
But now, In the Jaden Daniels era, my girls are all in on the Commanders.
They are all in. And the thing about people think like little girls don't want to be around football. Hell, they love it just like anybody else.
Completely.
Yeah. My girls are all in sports.
Yep. That's as it should be, B.
Yeah.
No better area in the country, hell, in the world, for high school basketball. Summer league is heating up. Our guy Mark Stern with Capital Hoops joins us next for DeMathis Summer League Conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.